It looked like the Soviets had completely closed the technology gap with the U.S. As a result, the space race was now added to the already expensive East-West arms race. Costly in resources as it was, the Soviet people were genuinely and tremendously proud that they had gotten into outer space first. The Soviet Union also spent a great deal of time, effort, and money supporting foreign communist parties and revolutionary movements in the so-called Third World. Although individual American communists had helped their Soviet masters, mostly as spies, the American Communist Party as a political movement was an utter joke, harmless. Even in those Western European countries where communism did appeal to workers, some workers, the communist parties were more of a nuisance than a danger. To complicate matters, relations with the USSR's relations with Tito's Yugoslavia remained rocky, and the Red Chinese, angered by the disrespect of Stalin, go figure, began picking fights with the USSR. Dimly recognizing there was a problem, the Soviets tried to support African and South American quote-unquote Third World revolutionaries, and courted so-called non-aligned nations in the Mideast.